finding them on the papers. It's hard to find in the magazine. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on the TV screen. But it's on the radio. Truth is on the radio. Yeah, that's some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
As it'll go. It is talk radio. What do you think of that new bumper music, folks? I kind of like that. It's a little long. We got to trim that thing down to what, Mr. Producer? About a minute and 25 or so there. We'll be able to do that. Kind of sprung it on you today, didn't I? Said, here, throw this up. New bumper music. It's time for a little change, I think. By the way, the other song that this program used to open up with was, well, that's right, Steve Voss. So, that was Taking America Back. What you heard just right then, though, was Real Talk Radio. And used to have a Saturday show by the name of that with another co-host. And that's been a long time gone. So, at any rate, folks, it is talk radio. It is real news, real people. Take a look at the top of the website. What does it say? Oh, that's right. Real news, real talk, and real people, because you can handle the truth. And I don't know anybody that's got a market or a corner on the truth market. Do you? No, I don't either. By the way, I'll tell you what. When we get back out of the break, I don't have anything planned for today's program because we're going to be doing... Oh, that's right. I can see a lot of people groaning right now. Oh, my gosh. She's not going to do it again. No, it's shortwave check time. We're on a brand new frequency today, as the other ones, 12160 and 7640, whatever it is, 7466. There we go, 7466, the second hour. We are now on 11920 for both hours, simulcasting this week. I want to hear from you folks that listen to me on WWCR. How are you hearing the new frequency? We'll take the break. Be right back.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Listen to what Cocoon GH has done for another satisfied user.
I've been meaning to let you good people know about my fantastic results after using the Cocoon GH for only a few weeks. Before I started using GH, I had severe pain in my right shoulder, to the point of not being able to take off my shirt. But within the first few days of using GH, I realized the pain was dramatically reduced. I could not believe it. I thought I was bluffing myself. Within another week, I had full use of my shoulder. The pain was nearly all gone. Also, my gray hair is about 75% less now, to my surprise. I have a lot better energy now. I feel like I can do a lot more. I have more will to go on and make life wonderful in my golden years. I started a physical fitness program because I feel so good. I have get up and go like when I was younger. I am really thankful for this product and will continue using it from now on.
Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Have you heard about the Ark Institute and their famous non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds? No genetic engineering there. In fact, you may never need to buy seeds again. These days, you need to ensure that your family can eat no matter what happens. The Ark Institute has agreed to offer Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirlooms and their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. Their packets are generous enough for fresh eating, seed saving, and canning and freezing too. Green beans, corn, carrots, peas, the list goes on and on. Learn how to be self-sufficient in good times and bad. A complete family food security package is just $99. And remember, shipping is free. Call 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Today is my wife's birthday, and I'll tell you what, folks. Do you think that it's easy? How many people have tried working with their spouses at work and then enjoying a fruitful relationship at home too? Unless you're really compatible, I don't suggest it, because most people would not be able to do it. I mean, they just wouldn't. But she is one of the main ingredients here, one of the prime ingredients as to why I'm able to do what I do here. And she is underappreciated. A lot of guys will do this. They won't know that that's my wife that answers the phone here, and they just like to beat up on women. And you see, I get to hear about it. But I also get to, if you order something, I get to know who you are. So when you call up Republic Broadcasting Network and you hear that sweet little voice on the other end of the phone, you better be nice to her. Ah, yes. And I'll tell you what, there's a couple of things I want to do. I want to do shortwave checks today, so everybody listening on WWCR 12160 this hour, I'd like to hear from you. How are you hearing on 11920? And I'm not going to have you tell me what type of equipment you're listening on and whatever else, because it is what it is. I mean, if you're going to make an upgrade to your equipment, that's fine, but that's not the point of this, because I don't need to know what kind of receiver you're on. I just need to know the difference between the two frequencies. And we're playing around right now with it. We're on an antenna system that goes directly straight across the United States, okay, to foreign lands unknown. But at any rate, I want to hear from you today. And if you would, Mr. Producer, this is a song, believe it or not, it came off, and you heard this on the airwaves, and especially you folks down here in Central Texas, Inside Job by Don Henley. Well, I got the last copy that wasn't even on computer at Fry's Electronics. I don't know if you have a Fry's in your neck of the woods or not, but they got a huge music session section in their store, rather. And it didn't show that they had any copies on computer, but I went looking around and I found one. This was actually done in 2000. This was like a year and a half, year and three quarters before 9/11, and the Inside Job is the title cut to the album, but I kept listening to this thing, and I was really amazed. Well, I'm not, because I know Don Henley, formerly of the Eagles. They're still doing tours together, and boy, for a bunch of old farts, man, they sound as good today as they did back whenever. But there's a song on here, and I'm going to play this for my wife. This is my tribute to her for her birthday today. You need to take a listen to this one. Go ahead, Mr. Producer. Fire it up. Track six? No, it's track four. Wait a minute. I don't know. You didn't get this. One, two. Let me count it. Three, four. No, four. I told you before. 4 and 13. Everything is different now. That's right. Thank you, Mr. Producer. Go ahead, roll it.
But I'm very, very happy. Now I know that's not what you'd expect from me at all. I'm not the kind to smile and bow out gracefully. I always wanted to take it to the wall. But I found somebody with a heart as big as Texas. Crowd sometimes, the wild nights are running. You know, a starving soul can't live like that for long. You go around in circles and just keep getting smaller. You wake up one morning and half your life is gone. I got so tired of that, I got so lonely. Drop down and I call at the heavens, send me someone to love. Heaven shot back, you get the love that you allow.
Everything is different now. But I found somebody with a heart as big as Texas. I found an angel with golden wings. She saw me down here in the dark somehow, and everything is different now. You know, it's kind of strange. I used to have a storefront here in South Austin, and there was a little travel interruptus when I got down here. I talked to some individuals and yeah, come on down and stay for a couple of months with me. Everything will be just ducky. And, the night before I packed up the truck, well, I actually had the truck parked, packed up and parked and ready to go for the journey down here to Texas. Well, plans have changed, and actually ended up with a guy I was working with down here. Actually ended up sleeping on the office floor, so I guess she found me in the dark somehow. But it's been an interesting experience down here, folks. What road you take, you took a left and, you know, you ended up here somehow. And I'll tell you what, it's been an interesting almost 7 years down here in Texas. So, and it's been good. I mean, look what we've been able to accomplish down here. It's been absolutely incredible. And I'll tell you what, after the bottom of the hour break, for a friend of mine in Austin that seems to somehow, well, I won't elaborate on it, except that this is my shoot back from last Thursday's show, and it's a very interesting song, and I want to play it for you, my friend. And again, that comes off the Don Henley Inside Job. Let's go to the phones. Paul in Florida. Hello, Paul.
Hey, John.
Hi.
First, the good news.
The good news?
Okay, the good news on 11-9-20, you're fine. Even from noon my time till about 4 or 5, even though I'm getting the back end of the signal, you were pinning my S-meter.
Good deal.
Okay, now the bad news.
The bad news is?
Is Radio Marquee on 11-9-30 is splashing over you just enough to make it slightly irritating to listen to.
Okay.
Okay, now if you people with the short wave, if they want to briefly go up to 11-9-30 and then come back again, you're going to hear a warbling sound behind Radio Marti. Now that is the Cuban transmitter that is trying to jam Radio Marti.
Is Fidel trying to talk to us?
Huh? Yeah. Well, we're in a signal war. See, the Radio Marti is CIA backed, and that is, you know, one of the few, I guess, outlets where the Cubans can get, well, maybe reasonably good information about what's going on.
Hey, hold on a second. We've got to take the break. Hold on.
Okay, I'll hold.
Hold through the break. 800-313-9443. We're taking shortwave checks.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
We're back. Paul in Florida, go ahead. You were saying?
Yeah. So what I think is happening is if the jamming gets too bad, Radio Marquee just kicks the signal strength up another 50 or 100,000 watts. So We've got a signal war going down there, and you people are unfortunately on the sidelines. Now, the good news as of 5 o'clock is that when the sun starts to set, usually the signals begin to change, and Radio Marquee isn't coming in so strong now as it was between noon and, say, 4:30.
Now, let me ask you this. Did you try to detune off of the 11920?
Yes, I did.
And?
And it didn't do too much good. Now, I flipped, if you have a bandwidth switch on your radio, you'd flip it over to narrow.
Right.
Okay, that's the first thing you do. If you've got a ground on your antenna, disconnect that. But I'll tell you, this Radio Marquee has such a signal. I have a double conversion set here. I listen to the BBC News at 5975 at about 10 o'clock at night, and even with the double conversion, I can just barely hear Radio Marquee in the background. Mm-hmm. They're harmonic.
Mm-hmm.
So these guys are kicking out an awful lot of power.
Well, the nice thing about this, and I want to take the opportunity to thank WWCR, because I'll tell you what, the problem that we had was getting time and blocks of time. That was our problem. And WWRB had gone through all their installation and spent all their money and did all that stuff. And hopefully this is going to work out. By the way, the frequency at night from 6 p.m. Central on is going to be 5.050.
Okay, I'm going to try that. I get that.
Well, it's not
there.
Fired. It's not fired up yet.
I know. Okay. They can still get the signal, though. They're still transmitting on that frequency.
Yeah.
Now, your 7465 is good.
Yeah.
There's some fading, as you're always going to get in shortwave, and, mm-hmm. of course, you depend on atmospheric conditions, which are, of course, out of your control.
And sunspots.
Oh, yeah, and all that. Oh, yeah. But generally, I'd say you're doing pretty good. What I'll do is, when are you going to start on 5050?
That's probably not going to be for another week yet.
Okay, I'll keep listening. But as far as your equipment is concerned and your coverage, your transmitter and everything, you're doing fine. It's just that radio Marti that's 10 clicks up from you.
Okay, and all right, I appreciate it very much.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah, what we can do with that, actually, since it's a CIA operation, gosh, I will not say anything about that. But what we may be able to do is maybe to get them from stop splattering, so to speak, or maybe we can actually move the frequency maybe a couple of megahertz there, possibly. Maybe take it to 11, 9, 15, or whatever the case may be. But, hey, I'll be honest with you. Why would anybody want to block that frequency? I mean, unless you want to use that frequency to try to block Radio Marti. But no, we're not going to have any shortwave war here. Charles in Louisiana. Hello, Charles.
How you doing, Mr. Jones?
Pretty good. How you doing?
I'm fine. Look, I'm getting 12160 a little better than 11920.
Okay.
And it's coming in pretty clear. But sometimes, I guess, with the sun, it's, I can't hear you for a first hour on 12160. I don't know how it's going to be in this new frequency.
Well, how's it coming in right now? That's the important.
It's coming in pretty good, John.
Okay.
Pretty good. It's pretty clear.
Well, that's the frequency that we're going to keep. The reason I'm asking folks is because we have the ability to move this transmission around on different antenna arrays. So I'll tell you what, to be honest with you, I'd like to hear from some folks up there in the New York area, New York, Maine area. I'd like to know how that 11920, and we'll be on this for this hour and also the second hour. But maybe some of you folks in Ohio or parts of Michigan may not be too happy. Any change you ever make, somebody gets included, somebody
yes.
gets left out.
Well, you're doing a good job, John.
Well, I mean, this is, I'll tell you what, this is a godsend to us because we're able to add more time.
Yeah, we're just getting rain up here for the first time. Since the storm.
I can hear it.
Everything's going pretty good, the storm, but I want to tell you something. You know, we ran FINA out of Livingston Parish. You know that? And they've been knocking us pretty good. But now FINA's coming back, giving everybody nothing but money.
Really?
And, like, look, John, it's so bad, people camp out overnight. Overnight. Families are camping out overnight to be first in line to get a $300 check from the Red Cross now. They were giving food stamps out. Now, these people haven't really been affected. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And then people are making claims up here for roof damage they don't have. They're giving millions of dollars away. I don't understand. I haven't took a penny. I won't. But people are just going crazy over all this FEMA money.
Well, and this was expressed by some of our politicians, that where's the oversight on the money and where's it going? This is a $60 billion giveaway from the United States government, and how much money did they collect through the other organizations, Red Cross, Salvation Army? I mean, there's dozens of charitable organizations out there. You know, we don't know how much money they're using for their so-called quote-unquote expenses, how many of the funds are actually being dispersed, and as you pointed out, and to whom. You know, I mean, if they didn't suffer any loss, why are they staying in line for checks?
I'm really upset about it. I mean, I get down on them. I mean, this money can be used for people who need it, you know, John?
I understand.
People are so depressed up here. They're still finding bodies in New Orleans. My wife's cousin... I think Friday, they found a man on the hood of a car with his hands ate off by dogs and a five-year-old child, and they told him, don't worry about it, leave the kid go. And he said he couldn't do that, so he wrapped up some kind of plastic and took out a four-wheeler. But you know, New Orleans has cooled down.
All right, wait. Charles, can you hear the music? We've got a break. We'll be right back.
You're listening
listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Have you heard about the Ark Institute and their famous non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds? No genetic engineering there. In fact, you may never need to buy seeds again. These days, you need to ensure that your family can eat no matter what happens. The Ark Institute has agreed to offer Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirlooms and their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. Their packets are generous enough for fresh eating, seed saving, and canning and freezing, too. Green beans, corn, carrots, peas, the list goes on and on. Learn how to be self-sufficient in good times and bad. A complete family food security package is just $99. And remember, shipping is free. Call 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
You know, sometimes, folks, we all get behind the eight ball, the proverbial eight ball. And sometimes we get a little bunged up on our lives, and sometimes we say things that, well, once said, you know, you really can't take back. And I understand that. I really do. So for my friend to 15 miles to the south of me, I hope you're listening today. I know that you are. Here's my song to you. And again, this comes off of the Don Henley Inside Job, which was actually produced a year and a half before 9/11, but it still fits. But this one is called My Thanksgiving. And I'll tell you what, the last stanza of this song is really, really good for everyone who helped me start and for everything that broke my heart, for every breath, for every day of living. This is my Thanksgiving. Henley is one of these guys. A lot of people don't like rock and roll. Many people came out of the 50s and the 60s going, you know, this is the devil's music. And back then, folks, it really wasn't. I mean, if you listen to it today, Nine Inch Nails, you know, the Who Flung Poo or whoever they are or whatever they want to call themselves. A lot of occultic, ritualistic, satanic stuff. But not Henley. I'll tell you what, the guy's good and he's still kicking. I mean, he's still going. At any rate, for my befuddled friend down there to the south of us, Here's my song to you, man. My Thanksgiving. Does that strike close to home? And I don't mind saying that I still love it all. I waltzed in the springtime, now I'm welcome in the fall.
for every moment of joy, for every hour of fear, for every winding road that brought me here. For every breath, for every day of living, this is my thanksgiving. And for everyone who helped me start, and for everything that broke my heart, I still say, for every breath, for every day of living, this is my thanksgiving. So there you go, my friend. All right, back to the phones. John in Wisconsin. Hello, John.
Hello.
Hi.
The news frequency on that 11-9-20 was coming in pretty bad before. But now it's coming in real clear.
Before what?
A couple hours ago.
Okay.
It was overlapping on that other frequency of 11-90-30 was overlapping.
Yes, our marquee friends.
Yes. All
right.
Now it's clearer than the other station.
All right. Okay, I appreciate that very much. Anything else?
No.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks. Thank you.
Appreciate it, John.
Okay, bye.
Russ in Dallas. Hello, Russ.
Don, how are you today?
I'm doing ducky.
Good. I want to thank you for everything that you've done and everything that you continue to do for RBN and for our country, of course. I go out and talk to people just about every day. And, I mean, I'll talk to anybody that will listen because we've got a big job to do. And, you know, we all constantly are racking our brains. What can we do? What can we do? How can we grow our numbers? Mm-hmm. And I've come up with an idea that I want to bounce off of you quickly. And, you know, this is something that would cost people nothing. I think that's part of the problem is a lot of people don't have the time or they don't have the financial resources to be able to send a big check to RBN like they would like to do.
Understood.
But by the same token, that doesn't mean that they're not concerned. That doesn't mean that they're not willing to do something if they knew what they could do. And I'm talking about showing a show of support that would allow people, allow RBN, and allow these, you know, thieving crooks in Washington and the powerful and corrupt, you know, allow them to see the numbers of people out here that truly are concerned. Because like I said, I talk to people every day and I run across, I would say at least 1 out of 5, 1 out of 6, 1 out of 7 people that they know about particular issues. They don't know about all of the things that are discussed on RBN, of course, but they know about quite a few issues and they see the handwriting on the wall, but they, like us, are frustrated and don't know what to do.
Well, and it's important that these folks that have a little bit of or a little peek at the puzzle. You know, our job is to frame the puzzle and then drop those pieces in. And sometimes people pick up on it rather quickly. Sometimes it takes a little while, but you know, we're painting that picture, and you're exactly right. One of the things that we did, Russ, was we offered free bumper stickers.
Right.
And that was a no-brainer because that cost nobody anything. All we did was ask them to either send us a self-addressed stamped envelope or just call the network, give us your address, we'll send you one out. And it's a rolling billboard for the network, and it has its effect. Since we did that, I saw the internet numbers jump, but I'm in no way satisfied with the internet numbers, and that tells me that there's too many people out there still are not hearing the message.
Well, I'd venture to say there's a lot of people that are out there that are probably, even though they might be concerned, they're still too afraid to even put a bumper sticker on.
Well, and this is the whole point, and what they don't understand, you know, it's like, what is the darkest part of the day? Is right before the dawn. You know, and if for whatever circumstance you might have dreaded that night, I mean, everybody welcomes that first ray of sunlight, and it's always darkest before the first rays, but a lot of people are still in that mindset, and they're still isolated in their own thinking. There's millions of us that are waking up in this country, but they're still behind that curve, and they don't know how to deal with their fear.
Well, they're also isolated simply because we believe we're isolated.
Exactly.
You know, we don't understand what our numbers are. And I've had this discussion with you before about, you know, when somebody gets in trouble, whether it be Desi or Rick Stanley or Dixon Cannon or whomever, we need to come to their support in large numbers. But people don't do that because they think that, well, you know, I can't make a difference because there's only going to be a few, maybe 50, 60 people out there anyway.
Well, Rod, no, that's really not the problem. The problem is that, and I don't want to say fragmented because I don't want to minimize what any talk show host is doing on this network or any other network. The problem is that everybody has their own agenda and their own areas of importance at different times. So, you know, a Rick Stanley may not mean beans to them because they might be talking about something else.
Okay, you're making my point for me.
Yeah.
My point is, here's something that we can all do. There's no political affiliations. There's nothing to divide and conquer, as the mainstream media does. I'm talking about people taking a simple piece of paper, and writing on it something as simple as, I love America and I love the truth, period, and put that in an envelope and send it to RBN. It costs 37 cents. John, how would you feel if all of a sudden you had literally millions and millions of envelopes coming in there with just a simple show of support that cost people nothing? You could mount, or we could mount, a 30-day campaign. This could be done by email or just a simple 37-cent stamp. And we could, because there's I'm sure there's millions of people out there that listen every day. They don't call. They don't, you know, I mean, most of the time I don't call because I'd rather hear somebody a lot smarter than me on the radio.
Well, no, and what we end up with is the same old callers, and it makes the audience sound smaller than what it is. That's why every once in a while I'll open up the phone lines, but first-time callers only. And a lot of times when I would do a changeover frequency on the old shortwave station, we would run through 30, 40 calls. And there would be people that I'd hear from that I'd never heard from before in my life. I didn't even know they existed. So, but, you know, I appreciate and understand what you're saying. And, the support, the only support that I would like to see, aside from, you know, going to our website, shopping out of our store, or whatever the case may be, because everything that is purchased on that website, a percentage, whatever profit, goes right back into this network so we can keep growing it. I want to get to a point where when we switch over to KU-band, that all the micros out there, they'll be able to, if they don't have much money, we'll be able to help them out with satellite dishes and boxes, because we want the low-power FMs to continue. There's a lot of things that we can do, and a lot of people don't understand or know what we do behind the scenes, but it's either you trust us in what we're doing or you don't, and you want to hang back to see the fruition of your non-involvement, I guess you could say.
Well, I think it's important that we, as you know, concerned Americans, and also you, see what kind of numbers are actually out here.
Yeah.
Because like I said, one out of six people that I talk to knows, quite a bit about what's going on in this country. And, you know, we need to figure out a way to unite. And I just believe, honestly, if people can send a check to RBN along with just a simple note, you know, fabulous. But that's not what this is about. There's nothing I would love better, John, than to be able to get a handful of volunteers together and come down to Austin to do nothing every day but open envelopes and count messages.
Yeah, it would be nice, but I don't know, Russ. I'll have to think about that one for a while because I would, you know, we're always, if you go to RBNLive.com and you take a look at the front page in the top right, it's join the fight today and donate today. Freedom is not free, and you can view all the donation messages people send us, but that's great. I mean, we can do an automatic deduction every month if you want to pledge $20, $25, $50, $100 per month on a credit card. You know, every little bit helps, and you know we're.
Well, I agree with you, John, but I still say there's more people out there that are concerned that aren't in a position to donate than those that are.
Why didn't those people? I mean, maybe they're not driving their billboards now. I'm talking about cars with bumper stickers, but I still would like to know why only about 500 to 600 people responded when I gave out free bumper stickers.
Wow.
See, and this is what I'm saying. You know, this is what gets me, because we're going through a lot of tumultuous times, a lot of expense, a lot of time, a lot of expenditure of energy, and it's such a simple thing to do. You know, just to put a lousy bumper sticker on your car to let people know where they can hear it.
You know, also, just a quick note, and I'll get off the air, but Don Henley also operates, you know, he's a good old East Texas boy from Linden, Texas.
I didn't know that.
Jefferson, and he still operates, or he has a partial interest in a small amphitheater out there. And a friend of mine went out there and listened to him out there not too long ago, where he gave a concert for a venue of about 400 people.
Really?
And outstanding. And they had, you know, dialogue back and forth with him and everything. And, you know, he's a good old boy.
Yeah, he's, I'll tell you what, I've read, I never used to do this. You know, I'd listen to music and have had a beat and you could dance to it, that's fine, you know. But I never used to read a whole lot of lyrics. I was never into that. There's music junkies out there that they can tell you every word, every pause, you know, everything. But I was never one of those people. But I'll tell you what, Don Henley is one of these guys that he still survives in the music world, and he can still say something of worth in his music. And quite frankly, he doesn't need any recording contracts anymore, because all he has to do is, hey, you know, we're doing another tour of the Eagles, and they pack houses, 50, 60, 70, 80,000 people at a venue. So he doesn't... He's a unique individual. He's a heck of a songwriter and a producer and a performer, and he doesn't need the record labels anymore, I mean, because he's on his own. Hey, thanks for your call.
God bless you, and God bless all you're doing.
Thanks, Russ. I appreciate it. I didn't know Don Henley was from Texas. With an amphitheater? I'd like to see maybe a little venue out there, maybe Jimmy Vaughn playing, maybe Don Henley. Ooh, that'd be interesting. Courtney in Alabama. Hello, Courtney.
Hey.
Hi.
How are you, John?
Good.
Oh, you got me all jacked up with that beautiful, those beautiful songs you're playing today.
Isn't that, and it's rock and roll. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
This is what we were told to Elvis back in the 50s. You know, he was the devil with the blue suede shoes on. And,
and his
gyrations and stuff didn't fly well on Ed Sullivan's show. But, hey, I'll tell you what, Courtney, hang on 1 second. I got a break here. Tim, Joe, and others will get to your calls, 800-313-9443. And I want to hear from the rest of you folks on that 11-9-20 today and how it's coming in versus the 12-160 in the second hour, 74-66.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
This is Christine with another Bring 'Em Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
In times of emergency, one of the most important resources you will need is information. Introducing the Kato, the KA-007. This inexpensive receiver covers the complete AM and FM bands and most of the worldwide shortwave frequencies. It also includes NOAA weather service reception and channel 2 through 13 television audio. Most widespread emergencies in the United States are weather-related, and with the four-way power system, you will always be able to power this radio. There is a crank handle for the dynamo power. A solar panel on top of the receiver, included AC adapter, internal nickel metal hydride batteries, or it will run on three standard AA batteries. This radio is a must-have for your home, car, or bug-out pack. A year too early is better than a day too late. Don't wait. Order your Kato 007 emergency radios today. Only $45, including shipping. Call 800-724-2719 or place your order at rbnlive.com. And hot off the wires, folks, you may or may not have heard this. Guess who is running for governor of Alabama? Any guessers? He used to be a judge. Oh, he used to be a judge on the Supreme Court of Alabama. He was involved in a little spate with the American Defamation League, I'm sorry, the ADL, and Southern Perversion Law, ACLU, and the like-minded card-carrying individuals. Isn't it funny how they're all displaying who they really are now? I just love it. We're smoking them out of their holes. But at any rate, Judge Roy Moore has just thrown his hat in for governor of Alabama. Remember what I said months ago on this subject? That the key to this thing is at state level. So, Mr. Ron Paul, calling Mr. Paul, calling Mr. Ron Paul, Dr. Paul, come in, Dr. Paul. It is time for you to move out of Washington, D.C. Get away from these charlatans up there that they refer to you as Dr. No anyhow. And come back to Texas here. Boot Rick Perry out of the governor's office. Run for governor of Texas. I guarantee you, you'll win the election. Now, what else is this? Remember Richie Mack from my cold dead fingers? You remember the county sheriff? Ran for governor out in Utah? Folks, I'll tell you what. It is time. It is definitely time. Judge Roy Moore, governor of Alabama. Dr. Ron Paul, governor of Texas. And all these political groups out there that are trying to start their third party this and a third party that. Look, I love you and I appreciate very much what you're doing, but we got too many parties in this country to begin with. The only trick to this, and this is the hard part, it's holding their little tootsies to the constitutional fire. But it's our country, folks. It is our government. And these people will realize that and allow us to have our government back. Oh, I'm telling you, is this good news or what? I'm telling you. Courtney in Alabama. Go ahead, Courtney.
Current Republican, Bob, whatever his name is, won't even run against this fella, John, I promise you.
Oh, I'm...
Step out.
I mean, come on. I mean, Judge Roy Moore has proven himself. Some people have said that some of his rulings they weren't too sure about. But I'll tell you what, what would you rather... throw a toss of the dice on Judge Roy Moore or that other thing you have down there for governor.
Right, this fake Republican.
Yeah.
Anyway, I called to give you the shortwave report.
Go ahead.
Doing okay on 9/11/9/20, about a 6 out of 10.
Okay.
And at 12/160 is a little better right now, but it's starting to clear up.
Okay.
You know, and I'm about to blanket the University of West Florida with all the frequencies, the FM micro. They're sitting right under a nice FM micro antenna right there at the university, so hopefully we're going to pick some listenership up that way.
Sounds
good.
Now,
I got one question for you, John. Over there in Texas, this prosecutor who indicted DeLay the other day?
Yes.
Was he a federal prosecutor or a state of or what?
Are you talking about Ronnie Earl?
Yeah, Ronnie Earl.
Ronnie Earl. Well, I'm still trying to figure this out. I've been talking to a few people here in Texas. One person I met Friday night that is on just about everybody's ethics committees. He in as much told me that this was a political ploy, and I believe it's to take heat off of George Bush himself. Now, I could be mistaken, but we'll have more information on Ronnie Earl here in the near future.
Well, didn't they indict him on a conspiracy charge?
I'm not quite sure. Like I said, he's down here in Travis County, so that's the next county down from me. So we'll be able to get all the scoop and poop on him, as they say.
I think it was a conspiracy charge, and my question is, does that make Ronnie Earl a conspiracy theorist?
We'll be right back.
Have you heard about the Ark Institute and their famous non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds? No genetic engineering there. In fact, you may never need to buy seeds again. These days, you need to ensure that your family can eat no matter what happens. The Ark Institute has agreed to offer Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirlooms and their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. Their packets are generous enough for fresh eating, seed saving, and canning and freezing, too. Green beans, corn, carrots, peas, the list goes on and on. Learn how to be self-sufficient in good times and bad. A complete family food security package is just $99. And remember, shipping is free. Call 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.